RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Mac, I'm disappointed in you. Can you hear me okay? I can't hear myself out of these headsets. I don't know what's going on. It's because Mr. Westwood One Sports, as usual, effed up everything in the studio. I forgot. Now I can hear myself. Ah, yes, Mr. Westwood One Sports. That would be the leader of the late nights, Linnell Willingham. He was last in studio. He screwed up everything. There was about 10 things that I had to fix before the show. I did not check my headsets, and away we go. I could not hear myself, but that's okay. I can hear myself now. Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you with us on this Friday. Normally a feel-good football Friday. I suppose it still is, even though football games for us here in Washington, if you choose to root for, follow, and live your life via the Commanders, mean absolutely nothing. They are a mere obligation on the schedule. Unless you count that fairy tale make-believe NFC East tournament that the Commanders are apparently playing in, right? The college football playoff begins tonight, Oklahoma, Alabama. Tomorrow in earnest, Miami, Texas A&M, JMU, Oregon to end out the night. The NFL playoffs don't begin for a couple of weeks. Hell, you had even the worst tournament of insignificance that there could ever possibly be, the NBA Cup, wrap up this week. But the Commanders, they're just playing out the string. But not if you believe Dan Quinn. Not if you watched Hard Knocks. Not if you've been paying attention. Not if you were with us yesterday. Nope. They are leading the way in the fairy tale. Make it up as you go along. Candyland NFC East Tournament for Hard Knocks. Sponsored by Hard Knocks. Inside the NFC East. Woo! Man! And it gets going in earnest tomorrow. I mean, last week was just an appetizer. It's just a warm-up, right? Play the terrible-ass, stanky New York Giants. As Haymack looks down. Like, let me hide in shame so he can't just keep making fun of my stupid team. Last week they played the stanky New York Giants, who, let's be honest, did have a chance to tie that game up. because Marcus Mariota and Jeremy McNichols would not stop coughing the football up late in the game. But thanks to Antonio Hamilton, Quan Martin even at the end on fourth down, whew, that ferocious Commanders defense, you know, playing the kind of defense that you all have been begging for. You know, I don't know, making a tackle, knocking a pass away. Yeah, it's all scheme. It's all play call. It's all design. It's all coaching. None of it has anything to do with the players. They're just robots out there. You know, DQ dips into the robot box on Sunday mornings, fuses a couple of wires together. Oh, there it is. Well, maybe, maybe, just maybe, DQ can dip into that robot box tomorrow morning. Because we're not playing on a Sunday. The NFC East Make-Believe Fairyland Tournament begins, or I should say continues, on Saturday at 5 o'clock at Northwest Stadium against the Philadelphia Eagles, who finally got off the schneid last Sunday against the absolutely dreadful. I mean, if there's any team that's worse than the New York Giants, I found it, and it made a trip to Philadelphia, to snowy Philadelphia last Sunday, and predictably, they got absolutely bamboozled. What do you think Jeremy Chin's thinking right now? Jeremy Chin must be like, wait a second. I asked for too much money from Washington. Washington said, go fly a kite. I wound up with Vegas because I thought Pete Carroll, would make us competitive, turn things around. You know, maybe we wouldn't make the playoffs, but you know, we'd probably win 7 or 8 games, you know, have a little fun, collect a nice paycheck, hit some people. And, 31-0. The Eagles, who come to Northwest Stadium tomorrow, who had been struggling miserably offensively. Like, the surprise was not that they allowed less than 100 yards and no points. No. The surprise was that they racked up 31 points against the Raiders. But maybe it shouldn't have been a surprise if you've watched the Raiders all year. Maybe it shouldn't have been. Maybe it shouldn't have been. Either way, the Eagles come knock, knock, knocking on Landover's door. And it's the first of two matchups in 3 weeks. We all thought it was going to mean something. And it does for the Eagles. It means nothing, obviously, for the Commanders. Nothing but pride. The fairy tale, make-believe NFC East tournament doesn't exist. I'm sorry to inform you of the reality of the situation. It's not a real thing. It doesn't exist. It doesn't matter. Even if they win tomorrow, they're in first place of a thing that doesn't exist. That's where we're at in the season. That's where we're at. And listen, I understand their job is to win games. I got it. They got to trick themselves and all that stuff. I got it. This is my opposition. Like, I'm going to be there tomorrow. I don't need to be there tomorrow. But I'm a fool. I didn't get to go to the last home game against Denver, the overtime Sunday nighter, because I was sick as a dog. I didn't want to infect everybody. They're playing on Christmas Day, which is the absolute worst thing in the world. Well, I shouldn't say worst thing in the world. The worst thing in the NFL against the Cowboys. Everybody should boycott that game. Everyone. Everyone should boycott that game. That being said, tomorrow's game actually does mean something for the Eagles. they can lock up the NFC East crown. If they win tomorrow, that's what happens. That would render the Cowboys game against the Chargers on Sunday useless. That would render the Cowboys game in Washington on Christmas Day completely useless. So that's the deal. If the Commanders win tomorrow, and then the Cowboys somehow beat the Chargers on Sunday, Thursday, Christmas Day's game against the Cowboys, means something for Dallas, still means absolutely nothing for Washington, but it means something for Dallas. If either or scenario flips, the Eagles beat the Commanders tomorrow or the Chargers beat the Cowboys, Thursday, Christmas Day's game at 1 o'clock means absolutely nothing for both teams. Again, I promise you, and I'm a DQ guy, I promise you, Brian Schottenheimer and Jerry Jones aren't like, you know, if they get eliminated tomorrow night, they're not telling their team in the pregame locker room on Sunday before the Chargers, hey, boys, go out there and win the NFC. No, they're not doing that. Now, of course, they're not playing an NFC East opponent, but you get the point. You get the point. They're not doing that. So I just wanted to remind everybody of what tomorrow meant, which is nothing for the Commanders and everything for the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, and by the way, I've been doing some thinking. You know, this Eagles team may be a little fraudulent offensively, but they damn straight are good still, really good defensively. Tomorrow, if you can get a couple of defensive prop bets wherever you get your action, right? Don't you have to lay a couple of dollars down on a Cooper DeJean interception, on a Quinyon Mitchell interception? How about this one? I was thinking about this watching Hard Knocks. Dude, Jalen Phillips has been awesome since coming over. Right? He has. I mean, they went out and traded, I think it was a third-round pick at the deadline. And he was a player on the rise before he blew out his Achilles, which they featured in that Hard Knocks episode, or a look back at that and the road that he's been on. He's been great. They got Nolan Smith back now. That helps. They still don't have Jalen Carter. That helps the Commanders. They did bring back Brandon Graham. They have Jahad Campbell. Of course, they have Zach Bond, who's a maniac. Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell on the back end. Even Adoree Jackson's been playing all right of late. We will talk to Jody MacDonald. Jody Mac, coming up at about 2:35. Of course, you know Jody from WIP in Philadelphia, WFAN in New York, and the Infinity/CBS Sports Radio Network, which is becoming defunct and switching over to Westwood One Sports Radio at the end of this month, which we will talk about at some point, whether it's today or not. But Jody Mack will join us. He's still got a couple of shows left on the network, which you can hear on 106.7 The Fan, late nights on the weekends. Not sure about tomorrow night because of the Commanders game and post game, but you should probably, I don't know, 11 o'clock-ish, 11:30, somewhere in that range, maybe pick up Infinity. Certainly Sunday night, all of that. So we'll talk to Jody Mack. He obviously, again, does a lot of work for WIP in Philadelphia. He knows the Eagles inside and out. We'll talk to him about that. That's the only guest scheduled today. As you know, we don't do a lot of guests. What a wacky Thursday night game that was. Now, I was at the Odyssey holiday party, unlike Cowboy Bob and unlike the great AMAC, who chose to boycott. who chose to not want to hang out with their friends.
You said to boycott.
Yeah.
Why exactly would I boycott again?
I don't know. I haven't heard a good reason why you chose to boycott it.
I must have bumped my head and forgot because I can't remember boycotting either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's what I know. Mm-hmm. You weren't there. I was looking for you. I wanted to have a nice holiday dinner, maybe a spirit or two with you.
Well, I told you early on, I feel like when this holiday party first got scheduled, because, you know, unforeseen circumstances happened the first time, a sad situation
like,
happened.
Like a murder?
Yeah, sure. There was a murder.
Yeah.
And
in the food court at the MGM. It was awesome.
It was awesome. I wouldn't consider that. I'm praying for whoever's family that was.
I'm obviously being facetious.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying that was awesome.
I know. But when that was going on, before that even happened, I told you.
Right, you were not going to go.
Yeah.
Which so accelerates the boycott plan.
So, what I'm befuddled about is you looking for me at the party.
Well, I thought maybe you would have a change of heart. Maybe that you would be in the Christmas spirit, the holiday season. You would want to have a holiday hootenanny with your friends, your colleagues.
Yeah.
Cowboy Bob wasn't there either. As he rips off all the pepperoni on the pizza that he just took, that was for everybody.
It'll take, by
did
the
you
way.
Leave any pieces of pizza, or did you take everything? Oh, you left four. But now you're going to take all the pepperoni off the Dan Quinn special. You know that's a Dan Quinn special, right?
It'll take, by the way, for him to have.
It's not a Brian Schottenheimer special.
For him to be taking off pepperoni. Like, pepperoni is like, I feel that's like top tier.
Yeah.
Pizza topping.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just once again shows the weak sauce of one Cowboy Bob. It just shows once again. Is he giving you the pepperoni? Wow. That's very incredibly generous. So I was looking for both of you last night at the Odyssey holiday party at the MGM. Instead, I got to hang out with Mad Max, Brian Mitchell, Ben Strober, CK was there, Johnny Cakes Allville from the Junkies was there. He had to get up at 4:30 in the morning. What excuse did you have? Boycotting the holiday party. And you missed the big fella getting after it a little bit. Just trying to have a little fun. Just trying to mess with people. And instead looking like a fool. Yeah. Story on that coming up next. But it was a hoot. I don't know if it was a hoot nanny. That was Tuesday night with Old Crowed Medicine Show. It was a hoot. I had one cocktail as soon as I got there, and something else happened as soon as I got there. I'll tell you next. And then we'll get into the Thursday night game because, well, that was wild. And that was part of the reason why I only saw the end of the game. Fourth quarter and most of the fourth quarter and overtime. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time.
Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
All right, we approach halfway through hour number one. So, hanging out with Brian Mitchell, hanging out with Mad Max, not Mad Max Scherzer, Mad Max, our producer friend of the Kevin Sheehan show that used to be the producer of this show.
The better Mad Max.
Listen, the other Mad Max, pretty good.
I mean, yeah.
He's won a world championship.
Yeah, but...
made a lot of money.
But this Mad Max runs Kevin Sheehan show.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
And he does the trending alerts.
It's true. It's true.
World Series champ, trending alerts, and Kevin Sheehan.
Do you want to do the trending alerts?
No.
You
no.
sure?
Yeah. Have you heard me talk?
Every day.
Yeah. You want to set this show up for failure? Are you trying to tank your show?
I mean, are you saying that we should drop all things AMAC?
I'm surprised we're here, man. Like, I guess you're feeling, philanthropic.
Either desperate or charitable?
Yeah, you're feeling charitable.
Philanthropic is a good word.
Yeah, you're feeling, I can't say it twice.
Philanthropic. Yeah. Maybe I am. Anyway, hanging out with the great Brian Mitchell, who I see in my window here. Mad Max, Ben Strober, not Max Strober, Ben Strober, hanging out with Jeff, not too funny, and having a good time. And Anthony Haney, even though I only had one cocktail of vodka and cranberry, your boy trying to get people like laughing and funny and happy and in the holiday spirit. I was out there cutting up a rug a little bit, much to my chagrin. I have not seen the video. I don't know if I want to see the video. But there is video that exists, much to my chagrin. But I was, and I told you I would be a good boy. Now, I had 5 Diet Cokes, but I only had 1 cocktail as soon as I got there, a vodka cranberry. It wasn't Absolut. And because I was the first employee in the door, I mean the first, right at 6 o'clock, I beat everybody. Ivy, our big boss, who is wonderful, decided to be so nice. She had door prizes for a raffle for anybody who won, that she did in 2 different stages, all sorts of nice gift packs, gift cards, Caps tickets, Wizards tickets, whatever. She said, even before I pick a name, I'm going to give a nice gift to somebody who was the first to show up and who even beat me, meaning Ivy. the boss, the big boss, CK's boss. And she gave me the right to pick out any gift that I wanted. You know what I picked, AMAC? You probably don't care, but I'll tell you anyway. I picked a movie gift set. It had buttered microwave popcorn, microwave popcorn cups and a bowl so that you could split it and not all be reaching into the bag. It had Skittles. It had a box of M&Ms. And here's the kicker. It had two of those little mini bottles of Long Island iced tea mix. AMAC, do you know what a Long Island iced tea is?
Yeah, it's called Drunk in a Bottle.
Mmm. Now, it's like just it's just a little shot, you know, like one of those little mini bottles. So it's not like, you know, a big bottle or anything like that, but
it's like four different liquors.
Yeah.
Long Island.
Vodka, gin.
I think there's rum
tequila,
in
there. Tequila, I think rum, and usually triple sec and grenadine, I want to say.
There's like a
mixer, or maybe it's something else. Maybe you know what? Grenadine might be a different drink. Maybe it's like a mixer of Coke, and they for whatever reason call it iced tea. Whatever it is, but it's a bunch of different alcohols.
And
liquors,
there's no iced tea in there.
And there's no iced tea, right? Exactly. But they call it a Long Island iced tea. That's what the bottle is labeled as. But they put like brown caramel coloring or something like that in the bottle for whatever reason. I don't know. But that's what it had in it as well. So your boy, by being on time, which I always strive to be, and I've never been running late in my life, won an award because I was the first one at the holiday Christmas party. And that's when I immediately started looking for AMAC and Cowboy Bob. And I was determined to find you guys milling around, having a good time with your work friends, your work colleagues. And I kept looking and looking. I asked B. Mitch if he had seen you guys. He said, who? I said, you know, Cowboy B, the socialite of Odyssey DC.
Hashtag bars.
Yeah. And then AMAC, I said, you know AMAC. That's the guy that's charged with keeping me in check every day. Keeping me in line. Dealing with my overinflated ego.
Gratefully, no one grades me on that. Because I feel like if I was graded on that, I wouldn't have a job right now. Because you are out of line.
You think I'm out of control?
Yes.
Just because I mentioned to the audience in the spirit of fairness that you decided to boycott the holiday party?
Sure. Boycott. Yeah, whatever. Fake news.
I mean, what do you call it?
With Chris Russell.
What do you call it? It's not like you had anything better going on.
What do you call scratching your foot? And then rubbing your face after scratching
your
foot.
I did not rub my face.
Yeah,
with,
you did.
No, it was the same hand. No, it wasn't. First of all, I had a sock on. It was on my lap. It was not on the floor. I did not touch anything else. I've cleaned my hands four times since I've been here.
You think I'm worried about the dirt on your hands? I'm worried about the sweat from your foot.
There's no sweat on my foot.
Getting on your hand and then you immediately rubbing your face.
I did not rub my face with that hand. It was the other hand. I scratched my face. You boycotted the holiday party, and you're just looking for something to shoot back at me on. Man. Anyway, that was the story from the holiday party. Had a lot of fun. Some good people. We have a lot of account executives, some of which I don't know, many of which I do. Had a good time saying hello to everybody. Everybody was in a good mood. We said goodbye to our lead engineer, our chief of engineering, Tom Shedlick, who is retiring after a wonderful, wonderful career in radio. So congratulations to Tom. We had our assistant chief of engineering, Daniel, present Tom with gifts and a wonderful speech that made everybody tear up and get emotional. It was great. And the rooster was dancing a little bit, much to my chagrin. And I wasn't even drunk. And we all got home in one piece, as far as I know. All right, good to be with you on a feel-good football Friday. That Thursday night, shindig in Seattle coming up next. Whew, man, that was a doozy. Lot to do and lot to unpack in that one. We'll do it next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, and yes, that Thursday night game was wild. It goes the way of Seattle in overtime on a two-point conversion as they come all the way from behind. They were down 30-14 early in the fourth quarter and still tied it up and tied it up pretty quickly, had chances to win it, had chances to lose it. Again in regulation, went down on a Puka Nacua touchdown and then still came back and won, converted a two-point conversion. It's the first time a game has been won, apparently, in overtime via a two-point conversion. Meanwhile, tonight the college football playoff begins. It is Oklahoma. It is Alabama. That's right. A rematch of a game just a couple of weeks ago that went the way of the Sooners. So that game comes up at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Right now, you have Western Michigan pounding Kennesaw 41-6. Coming up a little bit later on this afternoon, North Carolina State and Memphis get together. Tomorrow, three big playoff games. Miami, Texas A&M gets us started at noon. Tulane, Ole Miss at 3:30. And for the local crowd, JMU, James Madison, on their way to Eugene right now as we speak to take on the Ducks. The 12-5 matchup at 7:30 Eastern time tomorrow night. From the NHL, Tyler Seguin of the Dallas Stars ACL surgery. He's out 6 months or so. He'll be evaluated after the Olympic break. The Capitals play the Detroit Red Wings. Sorry, that's where we wanted to go. Back-to-back. First tomorrow afternoon at Capital One Arena and then off to Little Caesars Arena in Motown on Sunday afternoon. And that's what's trending.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back.
Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is obviously not a rocking tune. Keep this up, AMAC. I like this. I mean, this is just a great holiday song as AMAC fades it down. I wanted to hear it. I wanted to hear it. The tune that you played. There you go. Yes, I got you. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. You take care of me, I'll take care of you, huh? Well, in radio parlance. Anyway, this show, a spectacular if I know of one. AMAC's got his flashlight from his cell phone on, and he's waving in his hand. Who did this cover? This isn't Mariah, right?
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson, right. I knew it was one of those way too famous female artists. We are, of course, brought to you by our good friends at IHOP. Introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all of your breakfast faves are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates for the $6 IHOP Value Menu, available every day. That's right, even on the weekends at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Yes, indeed. All right, so the Thursday night game last night, and we got a bunch of other things to get to. We'll get to the Commanders and who might shine tomorrow, if that's even a thing. We'll see. The Thursday night game last night was, as I mentioned, I missed the first three quarters of it. Started listening on the way home once I got out of MGM. Had to make a phone call to my son. Didn't pick it up until early in the fourth quarter, somewhere in that range. A couple of minutes into the fourth quarter, maybe. And the score was 30-14 in favor of the Rams. They were just kicking their ass. And it wasn't necessarily because at that time that Sam Darnold had all the interceptions that he had in the first meeting. I think he had one at that point. And then they're driving down the field. They're inside the 10-yard line, and Sam Darnold throws another one. And you're like, oh, well, there goes the Seahawks' only chance left remaining, right, at 30-14 inside the 10-yard line. And then, as fate and football would have it, Seattle gets a punt return from, what's his name, that they got from New Orleans. Rashid Shaheed. I always want to call him Rashid Shakir, but I'm combining the Buffalo wide receiver, his last name, with Rashid Shaheed. Anyway, Rashid Shaheed has already made a huge imprint on kickoff return. I think he's got a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. And then he brings one back, tippy-toeing up the sideline for about a 55-yarder, somewhere in that range. I forget the exact yardage. But either way, right, that gives the Seattle Seahawks a little bit of life. A little bit of life. And it makes the score at that point, again, in the fourth quarter, 58-yarders. It makes the score 30-22 with 8 minutes left. Right? And this is after that interception that I was just telling you about. And after the Rams' dominance for the first three-plus quarters. 58-yard punt return. 30-22, 8 minutes left. A minute and a half later, Seattle scores again. Barner with a 26-yard touchdown pass from Sam Darnold, busted coverage. They get the two-point conversion, two plays, 57 yards, and it's 30-30. Because, again, they were down by eight. And they had converted the two-point conversion after the Shaheed punt return. And that was actually Cooper Kupp, who, of course, used to play for the Rams, won a Super Bowl with the Rams. Is from Seattle, been playing with the Seahawks this year. So now it's 30-30. And that's the way regulation would end. But before that, both teams had a couple more possessions each, and the Rams missed a big field goal. Mavis, their big, thicker kicker guy. And listen, if there is one major, major concern right now for the Los Angeles Rams, regardless of where they finish in the playoff seeding, it is special teams. Unfortunately, it's been dicey all year. I don't know if I'm just paying more attention because my friend is the assistant special teams coordinator there, and I hate that for him because he's a damn good coach, Ben Kotwicka. He's not the specialty. He's not the top guy. He's the assistant, longtime special teams coordinator here, Atlanta, under DQ. Where else? He was in Minnesota. He was in Denver. Top five unit last year. Sean Payton, that idiot, fired him because he didn't, I don't know. I guess he didn't kiss ass enough to Sean Payton. He didn't pucker up his lips enough to Sean Payton's butt cheek. Whatever. So he's the assistant special teams coordinator because he worked with Sean McVay here. And that's the position Sean had available. So I hate that for him. But their special teams have been a joke all year. And they missed a potential go-ahead kick. And they gave up the punt return for the touchdown all in the fourth quarter. Then we get to overtime. And Puka Nacua seemingly wins the game. This is the call. I think I sent this to you, AMAC. I'm not sure if I sent this to you or not. The Puka Nacua touchdown in overtime that everybody's flipping out about because Al Michaels wasn't screaming into the microphone. Why don't you hear this? And if you aren't watching, you can determine and say, fine call or terrible call.
All year long. Play fake. Stafford fires. Nacua again. Nacua will take it to the end zone. Puka Nacua, 41 yards.
All right. It wasn't a great call. Let's start with that. I mean, Al seemed confused. Almost like he didn't expect Puka Nacua to get the ball. I don't know how you could not expect Puka Nacua to get the ball. He was targeted 16 times last night, had 12 catches for 225 yards, and that was his second touchdown. He had a one-yard touchdown, a 41-yard touchdown. He had a 58-yard catch in the game. And again, targeted 16 times, 12 receptions, 225. And obviously that was the final catch of the night because the Rams never had the ball back again. So the Rams take the lead in overtime with 6.5 minutes remaining, 37-30. And you think, here again, the Rams are going to atone for a bad fourth quarter. And then all of a sudden, the Seahawks, they get the ball at the 35 after the kickoff. They go right down the field, bing, bang, boom, tight ends, all that, running game. Kenny Walker had 11 carries for 100 yards. Now, he did have the 55-yard breakaway. I got it. I understand that. That's going to clearly help your total. I got it. I understand. But he only had 11 carries. He only had 10 other carries. And he had 45 yards on those 10 other carries. So he still averaged 4.5 per carry, even without that 55-yard touchdown burn and run. By the way, free agent at the end of the year. And then they finish it off, the drive, in overtime with 3 minutes and 13 seconds left to Jaxon Smith-Njigba along the back end of the goal line. So Sam Darnold atones for his earlier mistakes, including the one we told you about. He had the other one. He leads the comeback. Not all him. but leads a big part of the comeback. Leads them in overtime. 65-yard drive. Gets the touchdown, but they're still down by one. In a game that was going to determine first place in the NFC West and the likely number one seed in the playoffs, Mike McDonald did what has become the norm, right? He did what Dan Quinn did a couple of weeks ago. Went for it for 2 points with about three and change left, figuring, well, if I go for the extra point and I make it, great, it's 37-37 and I live for another day, but they have the last possession and all they need conceivably is like 40, 45 yards to give their kicker a chance. And then I have no chance unless I get a turnover on defense, blah, blah, blah. So he goes for two. And again, I would say that's what most coaches are doing, including what Dan Quinn did a couple of weeks ago. This time, though, they make it. Eric Salvert releases off of a block. He's kind of hidden. They lose sight of him. He just drops over the middle, Zach Ertz style. Boom, wide open. Perfect strike. Short pass from Sam Darnold. 2-point conversion made, and the Seahawks win. Now, this game was not without controversy, and that's what we'll tackle next. There was a crazy-ass 2-point conversion, and then there was the Puka Nacua mess after the game that also involved Sean McVay. We'll get to the Commanders in the 2 o'clock hour. Don't worry. Nobody cares. This is more important. We'll tackle that next and what happened there. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Yeah, 6 days and counting till the big man comes down the roof, or the chimney, I should say. From the roof, presumably. Unless you have a side door entrance to your chimney. I don't know. Have you been naughty or nice this year? I've been nice. Occasionally, not so nice. If that qualifies me as naughty, I guess. Oh, boy. We've got a building alarm going. So I got this flashing light right in my eyes, and I can hear it off in the yonder.
Here goes my question.
Are we supposed to run?
Yeah, are we.
Is the building on fire?
Yeah, what's the protocol in this situation?
I don't know.
Like, my life... Or this job. I'm not...
My life or Chris Russell?
No, I don't think that's... No.
I can hear the siren as Wes opened up the door.
Yeah.
I can hear it through my headsets as well. Hopefully the building's not on fire. I think this happened maybe 8 months ago, somewhere in that range. Bonchan, right? Wasn't it? Because we have Bonchan in our building.
I believe the fire alarm actually went off last month.
Oh, was it?
It was before your show started.
Oh, so, okay. So maybe I wasn't here?
Me and Max were just waiting for the inevitable.
Yeah. I remember one time earlier this year, like the whole sirens in the building went off, and it was because they had a small kitchen fire at Bonchan. Bonchan, just so you know, is kind of like on the corner of this big building that we're housed in on Half Street in Southeast in the Navy Yard. And there's like, you know, rear entry or whatever to Bonchan's kitchen. And, you know, they cook chicken, hot oil, and God knows what else they do to cook the food. And, you know, it doesn't have to be food. It could be an electrical thing. Who knows? Anyway. So last night, and we're not going to have a whole lot of time to get to it here, so we're going to have to extend this over into the 2 o'clock hour. As the Seahawks were making the comeback, right? Think about this. It's 30-22. The Seahawks have scored on a Shaheed punt return and a 2-point conversion to Cooper Kupp. So now they have the momentum. The place is going crazy. They get the ball back, and they score right away again and make it 30-28. with 6.5 minutes left to go. All the 12s are going nuts. We made fun of the 12s yesterday. Sorry.
We didn't make fun of them. You hate them.
I don't hate them. I think it's a ridiculous term. They're fans. They're just loud fans. That's all they are. And the Seahawks go for the two-point conversion again. And they try a horizontal sideline pass or sideways pass. And it bats off a Rams defender. And it falls to the ground. And everybody thinks the play's over. Everybody thinks the two-point conversion has failed. I did. You did. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit did. Until Terry McCauley, who's their rules analyst, goes, guys, this might be a backwards pass. And they start reviewing it. You know, in a league that they can't review anything that makes actual sense, you know, like if they miss a face mask on a quarterback that breaks his neck, they can't review that because they didn't call the flag. Not allowed to be reviewed. But we're allowed to review whatever the hell we want to review that's subjective and doesn't make any sense. We've seen it week after week. So normally all scoring plays are subject to review. Except this wasn't a scoring play. This was just subject to a review from replay assist. Wasn't challenged. And a couple of minutes later, they rule that indeed, it was a backwards pass, slightly, but you could see it on different angles, and that the ball, even though the whistle blew, apparently, I still have not heard the whistle blow in replays, but people swear that it did. But I have bad hearing. I know Warren Sharp was all over it. Apparently, even though the whistle blew, and play basically stopped, because a Seahawk picked up the ball in the end zone, Zach Charbonnet, just out of chance, they were credited upon review, not on a scoring play, with a two-point conversion. And the game was tied at 30-30. And then the night got even further wackier, which we'll tackle next. Puka Nacua style, next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.